All right. Thank you so much, Natalie. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. It is such a joy and a privilege getting to be with you all today and share God's word with you. Get in the next part of our series here. So as Natalie said, we are continuing our Living as Disciples of Jesus series today. Last week, we talked about the how of discipleship, okay? And each of those letters of that word stand for something. The H is hear from God. The importance of going to him and hearing from him and how we can all hear his voice and be led and directed by him. And then the O is to obey God, that not only do we need to hear from him, but then we need to take the steps of obedience where he calls us to obey him more fully. And then that last letter W is with others. This is important that we not only do this on our own, but we do that with others. We hear from God and obey with others. And the framework for how a disciple lives is our three lifestyles of discipleship: worship, community, and mission. And so we're going to be looking at all those lifestyles throughout this series. Last week, we looked at the first habit of that worship lifestyle, which was to remain in the gospel, that we remain in the gospel, that no matter how short or long we've been following Jesus, we never graduate from the gospel. Amen? Today, we're going to be looking at the second worship habit, okay? The second worship habit. We are renewed by the Spirit through Scripture and prayer, okay? So the first one is we remain in the gospel, and the second one that we're going to look at today is we are renewed by the Spirit through Scripture and prayer. Now, does that seem too basic to you? Are you like, oh, man, another sermon on you know, praying and reading my Bible more? Let me ask you this. How has your joy been recently? How's your joy been recently? During all that our world has been going through this past year, has your joy been inexpressible? Has your joy been glorious, even? 1 Peter 1:8 says, though we have not seen him, though you have not seen him, you love him. Though not seeing him now, you believe in him, and you rejoice with inexpressible and glorious joy. That because of the presence of God, we can have inexpressible and glorious joy. And yet, I don't know about you, but for me, more often than not, that has not been true of my life, for me, this past year. And as I think back about patterns in my about 22 years of following Jesus, I can trace times of that kind of joy being closely related to how close I am walking in prayer with the Lord and in Scripture. So I'm going to ask the Lord to bless our time right now. Let's pray. Jesus, we need more of you in our lives. You are the ultimate source of joy. And we pray, Lord, that you would speak to each and every single person that's here in person, that's listening, watching on the live stream, or that may be watching this later in the week. And we pray that you would speak to us. Help us learn how to be disciples, how to worship you, how to remain in the gospel, and how to be renewed by your Spirit through Scripture and prayer. We pray these things in faith, in humility, and in your name. Amen. Amen. So you see these things. You see how some of these things are linked in Scripture. We're going to start with a passage in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. It says this: rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now that second verse there, I think oftentimes gets quoted out of context. Some translations say pray constantly like that one, or pray continually, or pray without ceasing. It's an easy verse to memorize, I guess, which is kind of nice, just a couple of words. But the context really is rejoicing and giving thanks no matter our circumstances. And our first ongoing action as part of this habit of being renewed by the Spirit through Scripture and prayer is to talk to God throughout the day. Okay, just a simple action to talk to God throughout the day. Now, this is something that we have to depend on the Spirit for, right? And remember, joy is a fruit of the Spirit. And the first part of that, of our second worship habit that we're talking about today, that we're renewed by the Spirit, that first part, that we're renewed by the Spirit, is very intentional. We think that's so important that we have to depend on the Spirit as we worship God. We're not going to be able to talk to God throughout the day unless we're depending on the Spirit's power for that. And that's not necessarily having an ongoing conversation with God, then you wouldn't be able to talk to anyone else. But it's being aware of his presence, and it's being aware that you can talk to him and continually checking in with him and talking to him no matter what's going on in your life or throughout your day. And it's through his power that we can do that and be renewed as we do. At the same time, we have to make kind of this conscious choice. Like, not only are we depending on the Spirit, but we have to make choices to pursue. Now, this may look different for different people, but one thing that I try to keep an eye out for is those moments of anxiety that I experience throughout a day, or fear or anger. And how do I respond to those moments? Do I respond by kind of trying to take control, or do I try to talk to God about it as a first step? To some, a coping or a mechanism or an escape mechanism is what you normally do when you feel that way. But I would want to challenge us all, and may this be a year where our church grows in going to Jesus when we feel those types of emotions or reactions. And I think if we practice this habit in action, I believe it would unlock inexpressible and glorious joy for each of us. I found that nothing else in this world leads to real joy like prayer does. I found that nothing else in this world leads to real joy like prayer does. There are plenty of things that can make you happy for a little bit, right? Or that can numb the pain temporarily, maybe. But in prayer, we give those burdens, those things that are weighing us down, that are robbing us of joy, to God, and we let go of control. Just being in his presence is like a child who has had a nightmare and cries out for mom or dad, and they come and they comfort them. And they bring them peace, maybe encourage them through a smile. I wish you could kind of see my smile through this mask, but I am smiling right now. But that often makes the child smile in return, right? Kind of like how you all just chuckled or smiled yourselves at picturing me smiling under this mask. And it allows them to tap into some joy because they know they're loved, they're safe, and have so many reasons to rejoice. And this could be as simple as starting with setting a few reminders on your phone or maybe post-it notes in your workspace. And you spread out these throughout your day to remind you just to pause, and maybe it's just a minute to start for a few times each day to talk to God and to check in with him about what's going on and how you're doing. I think everyone can spare 3 minutes out of your day, right? I try to say good morning to God first thing when I wake up and good night to him when I go to bed. Most days, those little acts of faith and worship bring a smile and some joy to me as well. So now, what about Scripture? Okay, what about Scripture? Romans 15:4 says this, says, "For whatever was written in the past was written for our instruction, so that we may have hope through endurance and through the encouragement from the Scriptures." So through dependence on God's Spirit, remember that, we're renewed by the Spirit, we have access to supernatural endurance and encouragement, no matter our circumstances. Everything, catch this, you guys, everything written in the Scriptures, all the words in this big book, are written so that we may have hope and find encouragement through his word. It's amazing, right? It's mind-blowing. Our second action under this worship habit, remember the first one is to talk to God throughout the day, but the second action is to read Scripture, to know God, and take a step to obey him. Okay, read Scripture to know God, all right? One of the first main purposes of Scripture, just so we know him, so we know who he is, what he's like, what he cares about, and we can then have our lives be mirrored to his. And then also we need to look for opportunities to grow in obedience. Where do we need to take steps to further obey him? None of us have fully arrived. Have you ever talked with people who've retired and listened to them reflect on their lives? It's fascinating because they have kind of this newfound time, right? And often perspective as well. And they'll say things like, "Oh, I wish I would have spent more time with family and loved ones." And the ones who are believers will say similar things about their relationship with God. "I wish I would have spent more time in prayer or reading my Bible and less on things that didn't matter as much." Some will even say, "You know, I don't regret a single moment that I've spent studying the Scriptures." And why is that? Well, when you get to that stage in life, what's really important, what's really joy-bringing, becomes much clearer. relationships, connection, including our most important relationship, our one with Jesus, right? And Scripture is his main way to communicate with us, and it leads us to deeper connection and joy. I struggle with doubt from time to time in God, and I can't tell you often in my walk with him, I've just felt far, I've just felt distant. It's been hard to connect because of that doubt. And the times that I've chosen to still go to Scripture in faith, and sometimes it's just a little mustard seed of faith, honestly, the Spirit has renewed me through those words written hundreds, thousands of years ago that were inspired by that same Spirit. And when that happens, you know, a verse that I happen to read that I'm out of my reading plan that, oh, by the way, I've missed for a few days, but in God's timing, it's the verse I needed in that day and in that moment, I smile and I feel relief because I feel seen and I feel loved. So then I feel joy. Sometimes it's something new about God that I didn't know or see before in Scripture. Sometimes it's something new about me, and I get to know myself better and feel seen by the Lord because he knows me. And sometimes it's an area in life I'm like, that's what's been robbing me of joy. I'm not obeying in that area, and I need in dependence upon the Spirit to work on that. You see, Scripture was never meant to be some sort of to-do list, but instead it's all about relating with God. That's all it is. It's all about relating with him. I think we need to adjust our view of it sometimes. Now, if you don't have a reading plan, I'd love to encourage you to start one. A simple one, if you need a suggestion, is just to read one of the Gospels. I'd suggest even reading the Gospel of Matthew. It's the first book in the New Testament. You can read a chapter a day. It'll take you about a month to get through the whole thing. And as you read, to listen to God's Spirit. Ask, what encouragement do you have for me today, Lord? What step of obedience might you have for me? And come expectantly to his word, looking to drink deeply in his presence. Let me close with a story. Some of our staff this past week, we decided to go on a hike because we just don't see each other all that much. We're trying to do as much virtually as we can. So just how we try to do something safe outdoors, a social distance. And so, we went and found this trail is a little hilly and that sort of thing. We were pretty excited about it. And we got to the trail and it was like super icy. and so it was a little treacherous. And I didn't realize this until we had gotten to the end of it. And everyone was safe. We had fun. And a few people even slid down some of the hills like a little toboggan run. But I didn't realize until the end of it that I had just been like really tense like the whole time. Because you're thinking about every single step and where you're going to put it. And is this safe? Is it not? And when we reached that parking lot where, you know, we had parked. That's what you do in a parking lot, I guess. I had just walking on that cement, knowing there was no ice there, I felt relief, and I felt like joy as well. And that's what prayer and Scripture are like, right? Prayer is where you know you can be safe in God's presence. You could talk to him about anything and everything, and he's willing to listen and respond and answer as well. And sometimes it takes time, sometimes not the answers we want to hear, but it's safe. And it's good. And similarly with Scripture, Scripture is a place where we can go and it's trustworthy, right? We know we can trust it. We know it's true and we know it's good for us. If you think about being renewed by the Scripture and prayer, what we're talking about is constancy and presence of relationship and regular and trustworthy guidance for life, right? And what else could we use more of in this pandemic and in this season? Those are the things we need right now, are they not? I'm going to pray to wrap up this sermon. I'm going to invite Ayla up here. We're doing some times of conversation and interaction during these sermons as we talk about these worship habits and ongoing actions. So come on up, Ayla, as I pray now. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for your word, for how good it is, for how beautiful it is. We thank you so much for prayer that we have access to your presence 24/7, 365 days a week, all the time. And we thank you that you make yourself available to us and you offer to encourage us and to love us and to give us joy and peace and hope. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us to to press further into these things. No matter where we're at, even if it's just a small step, I pray that you would help us and you would guide us and that you'd bless this next time as well as we spend a little time talking and listening to your Spirit. We pray these things in your name. Amen. Amen. All right. Hi, Ayla. Welcome. It's so good to be here with you. I'm going to move this out of our way. Give me just a second.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I think we got you. Awesome. Well, we're going to actually start our time by inviting you all to listen to God's Spirit. That's something else we're trying to build into our times in this series and also hopefully build into our habits and our lifestyles as a church. So we're going to spend about 2 minutes in silence, actually. It's going to be a little uncomfortable probably for some of us, but silence is good. There's less distractions than silence. And just invite you all to listen to the Spirit and ask kind of this question here. I got it written down. I put it over here, of course. Almost dropped my Bible. I've been bad. As you reflect on the lifestyle of worship, how is God getting your attention? As you reflect, thank you, Hale, on the lifestyle of worship, how is God getting your attention? So I'm going to pray real briefly, and then we'll take 2 minutes of silence to listen, all of us together. Oh, sorry, one more thing. we're also going to do something new today where we're going to put up a phone number. It's going to be an opportunity if you want to text, if you do hear anything that you're comfortable sharing. We're going to share these anonymously. They're not going to be up on the screen. We're going to get them, and then we're going to share. We might not be able to share all of them, depending on the time. But if any of you here in person or on the live stream, as you're listening, you hear anything from the Spirit and you feel comfortable sharing it, it'd be an opportunity for us to do this communally a little bit as well, okay? So if you feel led, feel free to do so in this time or while we're talking, and we'll share those at some point as well. All right. Jesus, we come before you, and we ask you, how are you getting our attention in the area of worship, and being renewed by the Spirit through Scripture and prayer? Amen. Amen. Well, I know that wasn't a lot of time, but I hope you at least felt a little bit of peacefulness, joy wash over you as we spent a little time in silence in the Lord's presence, and maybe you heard something as well as you were listening. You have an opportunity to send those in if you feel comfortable doing so. But Ayla, yeah, I'd love to ask you if there was anything that you heard during your time of listening.
Sure. So we talked about this. I often don't hear things like in the moment, but I do try and talk to God throughout the day. And last Sunday, I felt God speak to me and say, oh, the theme of next week is about being renewed with Scripture and with prayer. And you so have a testimony about that. I would love you to share it with the church. Mm. And so I went up to Amy Grace and I said, oh, I have a slice of life. And she said, well, we're not actually doing slices of life. and then this opportunity opened up.
Yeah.
And I don't know, all week I just have been really excited. Like, this is what God wanted me to share. So again, it's not what I heard just in this moment, but I do feel like it's something I heard.
Yeah.
So yeah, just that this habit is good, and in practicing it, I've got a story of a few years ago. I wanted to take a step to know God and actually know more about the word love, and get like God's understanding of it. And so I actually did a Hebrew and a Greek word study on all the Hebrew and Greek words, and kind of understood that. The English language has one word for love, but there's like 5 different Greek words and 4 or more Hebrew words, and they all mean different things. So you can have love for your country. You can have compassionate love for someone who is poor. You can have brotherly love. You can have, you know, like attraction love. And all of these have different words for love, and we're limited to one.
Of course.
So like, I really started to understand the verses that talk about God and God's love so much more deeply because I knew which facet of love he was talking about. And so in that way, I was renewed in my understanding. But then 2 years ago was the most transformational one. So I would say like before that, my head knew what love meant, but it hadn't reached my heart yet. And so I had this experience where I was going through some anxiety and depression. It was winter, and I was at the seminar, and God kind of, I felt like he tapped my shoulder, because again, I'm trying to listen throughout the day, and said, that teacher just said, if you do things in the morning when you first wake up, it really helps to reprogram your subconscious. And I was like, you know what, God, you've been teaching me about being rooted and established in your love, and I don't feel that in my heart, but maybe if I reprogram my subconscious, I can do that.
Yeah.
And so I actually took all the Bible verses. Again, this is God's idea, not mine. I took all the Bible verses I'd learned about in the words love, and I read those when I woke up first thing in the morning. I actually had a list of all of them, and I would like check off five of them and kept them near my bed.
Wow, that's awesome.
And after a few months, I felt it. Mm. And it, like you talked about earlier, when we run to God in prayer, and like there's that joy there and mm-hmm. that calm and that peace. That's what I felt. And like that's my cuddly blanket and my warm, safe spot now.
I like that.
I love it so much. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's good. Those practices
awesome.
Are good.
Yeah, that's great. And I love how you said that it didn't happen right away either. Mm. It took a couple of months mm-hmm. of like kind of doing that continually
every morning,
and then kind
yep.
of that reprogramming almost, like you said. So that's great, Ayla. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah.
I find that encouraging for sure. So, yeah, in my time of listening, I didn't hear anything too complicated. I think it was just a re-invitation from the Lord to continue to come to him and to continue to pause. I was reminded of, I just saw on one of our staff Slack threads, someone had pointed out there's an app by John Eldridge. It's just called Pause. And it just kind of allows you to remind you to pause throughout the day. And reflect on God's presence. And so I thought, yeah, I want to do that more and more.
That's awesome.
Yeah, for sure. So sweet. Well, we're getting some of these messages, so maybe we can share some of them. What do you think?
Sure.
Sweet. Let's see. The first person says, I feel led to set aside more of the quiet moments in my day to talking with God and being in scripture. During the season, there will be a lot of quiet moments, and I'd love to not just fill them all with something like social media to pass the time. I think that's amazing. That's great.
I love it. Here's another one. I hear God asking me to invite others into the steps I want to take by doing them together. That's that with God
yeah.
together
yep.
part.
Yep. Love that. Someone says, God, and they quote God, you don't want to need people. Don't forget you need me.
Aw, the relational part.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it continues.
Okay. Yeah, I can read the next part. Yep, that's also quoted. You can trust me to pursue your kids and speak to them like I speak to you. That's good.
Here's another one. In the isolation of the pandemic in winter, I'm profoundly aware of how empty it is to live for self. It's only in serving and loving Jesus and others that I know true joy.
Yeah. Yeah, amen. Amen. Another one just says, I was encouraged with the simple truth that God is always with me. Yeah, amen.
Yes, that warm, snuggly blanket.
That's right.
All right, here's another one. Time in God's presence in this season is key to being refined by the fire of his spirit, fire emoji. It is a season where God is calling me to submit and being refined in his presence. I like the word refined. It's like that refining silver.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if God could ever like speak to us through just emojis.
That'd be awesome.
Think that's possible? I think so, yeah. Yeah, that's happened before. another person just said, by telling us to go to Sunday church.
Doing it with others. We'd love to see you here.
Mm-hmm.
The next one, I just feel Jesus is offering me the opportunity to spend time with him in scripture without having to compare my scripture reading habits to those around me, freeing myself to just be present with him and at the pace of reading that he has for me.
Mm, yeah.
Trusting
That's so true.
Jesus
I
with
feel
that.
Like, yeah, so often we try to, you know, do too much or feel like I have to do as much as someone else is doing, whether that's spiritually or in other areas of life. And I think that's so true. Just to do what God is calling you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. This is, another quote. Blessed be the Lord God, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. The snare is broken and we are escaped. I release you. I forgive you. You are free from your sins. Ah, what a beautiful thing to hear directly from the Lord. So good.
Next one, God is calling me to slow down and walk with him instead of hurrying. Oh, that's real.
Yep. Yep. I feel like it's, yeah, very, hurry
that's
is such a big
fault.
Part of our culture. Mm-hmm.
I often struggle with that.
Yep. Next one says, I sense the reminder that God couldn't be any closer to me than he is today. So grateful that he chooses to dwell with me, especially in this time of isolation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Snuggly blanket. Okay, next one. To learn what worship truly is, it's more than singing and reading our Bible.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. We're getting close to our time here, so I don't think we'll have time to read all of these. And I thought it would be nice just to leave a little time here to end in prayer.
Sure.
Just thank the Lord for speaking to us. What do you think? Would that be all right, Ayla? Since
that'd
that's
be great.
One of our habits anyways, talk
sure.
to God. So you want to start us out?
Sure. Dear Lord, thank you so much for our time together. It is so wonderful to be this closely connected to others in the body, and because we are the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just encouraged that you have opened up this time in the sermon for us to hear from each other and hear from you and what you're speaking to all of us. It really just in my mind connects us even more to that image of we're all parts of a body and we all need to encourage and blood and nerves and stuff send you through to each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. Amen, Lord. I thank you as well. I thank you for speaking to us. Thank you that you spoke to so many people. We didn't have time to read all the messages and ways you spoke. That's just awesome. That blows me away. That you do that with us. You don't have to, and yet you do. Thank you, Jesus. We pray these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.